Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I don't think in the last 15 years, I don't recall ever having the opportunity to have two Rogers in the same household. Well, I guess I can't say that because I've been on this line many times with my parents. So, but today we have with us McKenna Rogers, otherwise known as Kenna, and usually on a Saturday morning. What would you be doing on a Saturday morning this time of day at American University, Kenna?
Well, normally, since I joined the rugby team, I would be at a game. So we have our games on Saturday morning, but we've had a few off weeks, so I also would be staying on a Saturday morning.
More specifically, resting your body. We'll talk about rugby in a sec, but as a way of introduction, Kenna, you've been immersed in Nissan since the day you, actually since the day you were conceived, and the products, the lifestyle, traveling around the globe, that's a little different than probably most people your age as far as living in that environment. Reflect back, and I know this is an open-ended, silly question to ask you, but 18 years of coming up on 19 years of being a Nican kid. Sum that up.
Well, I traveled a lot, like you said, which was really fun, and dropping the 13 cruises thing, or the 30 some plus countries. Well, I did travel on my own too, but Nican helped a lot. So that's very different, and trying to explain the weird Japanese medicine that I would take every morning, or the magnets, but still I don't understand how to explain that to people. I'd be like, oh, my pillow has magnets in it, and people still look at me crazy. And then one of my favorite things I remember is how we used to have the water filter that made a tornado in it, because I remember every single person that would come over would just sit in the kitchen and watch it for the whole 11-minute cycle because they thought it was the weirdest thing. But, I don't know, I definitely grew up differently than a lot of other people did, that's for sure, but I'm glad I grew up the way I did.
Well, when you talked about traveling, you said, you know, Nican helped, but you have traveled extensively a lot, and that's definitely what you feel and are going to be doing with your life, and that's, I think, more importantly, led you to American University. And watching it, of course, we had a kind of a front row seat on that decision making. But focusing in on, there's two things that I wanted you to share, and again, I don't want to take a bunch of your time this morning because I know you're going to get out the door. The aspect of, you know, taking these, you know, nutritionals over the years, and the weird technologies or weird products, and trying to explain them to us, and I don't even know if we as adults can explain them, so because it's still weird until you experience them. But sleeping on a magnetic sleep system for all of your life, breathing the air, the air units, the water, the nutritionals, using the products for recovery because you've played club and varsity volleyball for 7 years. Rugby. Why rugby? That's kind of a physical sport, isn't it?
Why rugby is a good question because I still don't know the answer. I was hoping to join the volleyball team in American, but the times were, it was a really demanding, just for club team, not the actual team at school because they're amazing. But it was demanding, and I had class during some of the practices, and I was like, I've always loved powder puff and I've always loved football, so why not rugby? And so I joined the rugby team. I've only played in one game, and I played on the other team, not even on the American team, because rugby's a very it's very focused on just having a good time and having fun. And what's most important is the game of rugby, not the individual team. So when there's not enough players, then the other team just gives the other team players so that everybody can still play and have fun. So I think it was like that day that I decided that I made the right choice, just because it's fun, and that's why you play, because some people get really, really intense over club sports, and there's no need to do that, because the reason you're playing a sport is to get some energy out, because you have finals, or midterms, or whatever it may be, and so I just noticed that the girls are really, really nice, and that I would have some fun, so I joined, but I do have lots of bruises already, just from practice. But last practice I went to, I got kicked in the face, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. But it's definitely a good time from what I know. So
it
I'm
sounds
really
like
about it.
It sounds like it's an outlet.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You know, that kind of brings up another question. And again, being your father, I've had the opportunity to watch the some of the tough choices you've made, or, you know, crazy, you know, you don't even know why, in the decisions that you've made to travel overseas. I remember when you were, you know, you weren't even three yet. We drug you all the way to India, and we did, back then it was called the Polar Bear Project, and we raised money to buy vegetable seeds, take them to a group of people who, we didn't know this, that monsoon floods had washed out their crops, and so each and every person we came in contact with in this area, we were able to put seeds, you know, to replace what they had lost. That type of spirit, to, you know, that what Nikan refers to as Hume Kaizen, or, you know, what can I do today to improve myself so I can be a better help for those around me. You traveled a lot. Last summer to Africa, climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. You worked in orphanages this most recent summer of 2017 to Costa Rica, Peru, Haiti. The poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Why? What propels you to continue giving to others?
Well, I don't know. It's just like the spirit. It's inside me, I guess. I just want to. The question a lot was to whether to go to school or not, just because there's lots of really cool programs out there, like YOM or not the Peace Corps, because you do have to go to college before the Peace Corps, but programs like that where you get to go and serve. But I chose to go to school because you can't really help people unless you know why they need help. And so I chose American because they have a very good international service program, and that's the school that I'm in. But school is hard, homework is the worst, and tests are hard. But every day I just have to remind myself, okay, I'm going to school because I want to help people, and the best way I can do that is to go to school, get good grades, survive, and I don't know, I don't really know why. It's funny, though, because like most of my friends that I have at school that are also in the same program, you know, want to work for the State Department or live in Brussels so that they can work for the EU and make huge decisions. And then there's me, and I'm just like, I just want to go live in a hut and help people. But so that's always really interesting. But I like where I am, and it's definitely hard to find to get things done, but I know in the end it'll be worth it.
You just said something that I think I heard the dean of your program mention, that you really can't help people until you know why you're helping them or what they need. And I think that parallels into what we do as Nikan consultants or even as a customer looking for something of a solution. Why? We have to answer that question. The Watanabe Scholarship has been a big part of your start in college, and just as a background for those of you who are not as familiar with it, all the information is on the Nikan website. It's available to any child of a silver and above. That's the rank, that's the plumb line, any silver, gold, platinum, all the way up. That's in good standing with Nikan, which just simply means you renew every year, and or a grandchild of an existing silver and above, if that grandparent has legal guardianship. And that's the parameters. Applications are accepted up until, I believe, March 31st. And the more people that apply, the more money is doled out from the scholarship program. That's the way they work by law. Jenny, you were one of three recipients for this last, I guess, session, not session, but this last cycle. And what was that like when you received the congratulations notice?
Why did I do it?
No, what emotions went through you knowing that here's something that has the potential of paying for your entire tuition?
Oh, it's really nice. college is super expensive, if you haven't heard. In Oregon, we do have this thing called Oregon Promise, where if you stay in Oregon and go to community college, you get free tuition. And so it makes it a really hard decision to want to leave Oregon because, you know, like, hey, 5 years down the road, I'm not going to have any debt if I stay here, but I'm not going to get the same education and the same thing that I need if I don't go somewhere else. And so American had one of the best programs for what I wanted to do, but the price tag was always kind of scary. However, I did get a lot of financial aid from my school. And so that helped a lot, and then I applied for the Watanabe Scholarship, and it was really a blessing to get that because it helped cover the rest of my tuition, and so it's really nice because I see some of my friends just, like, although, like, both my roommates have really heavy jobs that are over 20 hours a week, and they're handling them great, but I just know that I'm able to have a much more fun college experience because I am getting to do my work and not having to feel stressed about it because I have to go to work instead, but to help, because my friends there are working to cover their tuition because they have to pay $500 to $1,000 a month just to help cover it, which is insane. And so it's really a true blessing that I earned the Watanabe Scholarship.
And for the record, you still are working a little bit on campus.
Yes, I am. I have federal work study. And so I work at one of the coffee shops on campus. I was a barista for a year and a half before I moved. And so I found the kind of decent coffee shop on campus and asked for a job.
Yeah, we don't want to let too many people know that. Well, at least you and I have become coffee snobs. but one last question, and I'll finish it just so you can get out the door. What would you say to a parent, a grandparent, or even somebody who might know somebody who's, you know, in their latter part of the high school experience and is thinking about university? How imperative or how would you encourage them to take advantage of not only something like the Watanabe Scholarship, but all the other merit scholarships that are out there? How imperative is that?
Well, school is imperative, I think. We live in a very interesting and changing time of age where people are telling you, you have to go to college, and then you have other people saying, oh, you don't really need to go to college because there's all these other random things you can do. And so there's lots of conflicting things on whether you should go to school or not, but I would highly recommend at least trying your freshman year of college and encouraging your kids to do that. But if you're never going to make someone do something unless they want to do it themselves, I believe. But financial aid is super important, especially if you're, I would say especially if you're not going to a state school, but state schools are just as expensive sometimes. It was going to be people without the Watanabe Scholarship. It was cheaper for me to go to American University instead of Portland State, which is our public school that's about 20 minutes from our house. And so financial aid is super important in getting help, and the Watanabe Scholarship is a really, really great and easily accessible way to get some help with money. And they want to help you, and they want to help your kids and your grandkids. So I would highly recommend just, like, telling them what to do. And, like, the application seems harder. It was my only college application where I had to print out a headshot, which I thought was really funny because I didn't have to do that for anything. And so it is like applying for a job or something like that, but it's definitely worth it in the end because you're, I didn't have to take out, besides the federal work loan, or the federal loan, I didn't have to take out any loans this year, which is a blessing, and so I won't have that following me, at least from this year. I won't have that following me 3 years down the road.
Okay. Well, hey, again, I want to be sensitive to your time. I know you want to help Mama get ready for the birthday party here in a few minutes, so I'm going to say thank you. And I know there's questions that have come from several people. My phone's been, I get this lighting up with a couple texts here, but we'll save those for a later date. And then when you get back to American University in Washington, D.C., maybe in a few months, we'll have you back and talk a little bit more as you've gotten into more of the year. But thank you, kiddo. Love you.
Thank you. Yeah, let me know if there's any questions. I'll answer them.
Okay. I'm going to let you go, and we'll tie a bow on it for there. So as a wrap, so as a review, the Watanabe Scholarship, one of the things that Kenna did allude to, it's one of the easiest applications, and we watched her apply for these, but including a headshot so that they can see you, what you look like. And I know from never speaking with her in person, but Ruth Ann, who monitors and handles the paperwork on this, has developed a wonderful working relationship with Kenna and the other recipients. That the other two, that, and I know Rachel Danzig was awarded it for the fourth time in a row. And if I remember the numbers correctly, it's her tuition at the medical university where she's studying currently is was $52,000 per year. And again, I don't know exactly how the numbers work out. Another one of our dear friends, a couple, Stephen, Tony, Robert. Their daughter, Addie, same scenario, paid for the last 2 years of veterinary school with the Watanabe Scholarship. And it's for tuition only. It's not for living expenses or books or that kind of thing, but it's applied to the account for tuition. And the more people that apply, the more people can be the recipients. And being part of a small rural volunteer fire department, we have a scholarship program, which Jenna also was awarded $1,500 towards her tuition from that. She was one of three recipients in that as well. But again, the way that scholarships work is that you have to have a certain number of people apply because it's a percentage basis. So again, if you're listening to this live or catching the recording, please, I'm begging you, if you're a silver and above, get your kids to apply for this. There's always these questions that come up. Well, what about if I want to go back to school? If I'm, you know, in my 30s or 40s or whatever, will they pay for that? It's really geared for full-time college students, and they need to be the kids of the silver and above. So if you're a kid and your parents aren't in anything, well, maybe you need to get them. Well, what if you're a 50-year-old kid and you want to go back to school? I don't know exactly. But it's really geared for young adults. And the premise behind it is, having heard Mr. Tom Watanabe, the owner of Nikan, speak on the subject, someone did this for him decades ago, and this is his way of paying it forward. And he studied at a university that, and I don't remember the exact details of it, but it was, he couldn't have done it financially without somebody doing the same thing. So that's kind of the heartbeat behind it and why it works the way it does. So I can't encourage you enough. Again, all the specifics are on the Nikan website in the Information Center. Just scroll down in the list there for Watanabe Scholarship and check it out. My goal, by the way, is if I can get a hold of Addie Roberts, who is a veterinarian now, again, last 2 years of her veterinary school were paid for, I will do my best to even get her perspective on how much that meant to her. If I would have planned better, we could have had several on the call. I think that answers enough questions. If there is any other questions, please, as Kenneth said, she'd be happy to answer them. Don't hesitate to either text me or pop me an email, and if you've got something specific, my email address is vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, rogers995@gmail.com. Or you can pop me a text. That might be faster. Area code 503 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. And I'll be happy to pass it on to Kenna. And because there are some people out there that are like, oh, and again, it's October. Applications are accepted until March 31st. I believe it's March 31st is the cutoff. I should have looked at the website. But this is a huge, and McKenna didn't even, I think she kind of scratched the surface on how much of it is a blessing. As a parent, I can tell you it's huge. And I know I've talked with Ruth Lowe about her daughter. I've talked with Steve Roberts about what that meant for their financial future, and not to be saddled with debt upon graduating from university. We have friends who are still in their 40s and in their 50s who are still paying several hundred dollars a month to pay back school loans from 25, 30 years ago. And for somebody who knows what they want to do, but they know it's going to incur a big investment, a big commitment, the Watanabe Scholarship is an absolutely imperative part of making a difference. So that's our call for today, and I appreciate Kenna. Thank you very, very much for being our guest today. And we will chat next week from San Antonio, Texas, live from the annual convention there, and looking forward to that in a big, big way. So if you want to stay on the line, we'll open it up for some Q&A and some just a couple announcements, and go from there. So thank you, Kenna, and everybody else who's been on the line.